It's halftime. Nebraska leads it 34-0 over the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette. And as usual, we are honored and privileged to have the president of the University of Nebraska System with us, James B. Milliken, to bring us an update as to what's happening at the University of campus. First of all, JB, 34-0, a little better feeling this week than last week.
Well, the first update is we're scoring a lot of touchdowns, Adrian. That's a good thing.
I love to see that. And, get the touchdowns versus the field goals. JB, a lot going on university-wise, a lot going on in the Ag Arena. And I understand Nebraska will be welcoming some distinguished visitors on Monday. Tell us about that.
That's right, Adrian. In Scott's Bluff on Monday, we'll have the Secretary of Agriculture, Vilsack, and the Secretary of Interior, Salazar, will be in Nebraska for community meetings and to visit with University of Nebraska researchers at our Panhandle Research and Extension Center in Scott's Bluff. So we're looking forward to welcoming them and talking about some of the exciting research that's happening at the university.
JB, do representatives of each of the campuses like UNO, UNK, UNL, do they all partake in this, or is it just...
Well, the Research and Extension Centers are an outgrowth of our of INR, the Institute for Agriculture and Natural Resources,
okay.
And there are four of them in the state, and they are under the auspices of INR and UNL. Now, in Scott's Bluff, for instance, we have a nursing program that's co-located with the University of Nebraska yep. Medical Center there, and so there are partnerships that develop over time and that work well for Nebraskans when the opportunity is there.
What other research are you going to focus on this this coming?
Well, we've been asked to talk about several areas with the two cabinet members that'll be there. We'll be talking about biofuels with them and livestock production and irrigation, where we are a leader in the nation, certainly in irrigated acres in the state, and our water resources are unparalleled anywhere. We've been talking in the past, Adrian, about how strong our research in water and quality and quantity is in Nebraska, and how we believe that we will be the leaders in the world in research, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And also climate change, and we have a National Drought Center at our university. We think we have a lot to tell people about how to manage drought conditions in Nebraska, across the country, and around the world.
So the university continues to keep up on the social and the environmental edge, as we would expect. JB, with all the changes going on in agriculture, are you seeing a renewed interest in students who come to the university as far as their field of work?
You know, I am, and it's very exciting, Adrian,
yeah,
because
good.
A few years ago, as I went across the state, people were talking about the decline in enrollments in agriculture and that they were disappointed and they're worried about the next generation and whether we'd be turning out enough graduates in agriculture fields. But we've seen steady growth in the last several years. Each year, increases in enrollment at the College of Agricultural Science and Natural Resources. 2 years running, it's been the single college that's had the largest growth in enrollment. This year, it was the second largest growth of any college at UNL. But exciting and probably a surprise to most Nebraskans is that the College of Technical Agriculture in Curtis, Nebraska, had a 49% increase in enrollment this year, and that's
wow.
huge. And
wow.
so they're the largest they've ever been, and that's a 2-year agriculture program run by the University of Nebraska. We're excited about that.
Great results. I understand you'll be looking for a new leader for the Institute of Ag and the Natural Resources soon?
We are. John Owens, who has done a great job, opened some new programs, done some exciting things there, helped lead this growth in enrollment, has announced that he's retiring from that position, stepping down this summer. This is an incredibly important position at the university. It is a vice chancellor on the campus. It's also a vice president of the system because of the importance of agriculture in Nebraska, extension, 4-H, the research and teaching and outreach at INR. So we'll be talking to stakeholders across Nebraska and forming a committee soon to look for a replacement for John.
Lots of good things going on just besides the old chalk and chalkboard, right?
Well, that's pretty exciting here today, but there are a lot of great things, and almost within sight of us, the Innovation Campus, which will have a strong agricultural focus also. So.
You bet. Lots of great things going on, as usual. That is J.B. Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska System. J.B., as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Adrian.
Look forward to next time around.